From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The ruling African National Congress's new leader in South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa, has promised a party meeting to tackle corruption, implement radical economic transformation, to speed up expropriation of land without compensation.
This conference, with unanimous agreement, has resolved that the expropriation of land without compensation should be amongst the mechanisms available to government to give effect to land reform and redistribution.
But he said such a policy must not undermine the economy, agricultural output, or food security. He said graft must be confronted with the same intensity as poverty, unemployment, and inequality. The current Jacob Zuma administration has been plagued by scandal and charges of mismanagement. Council on Foreign Relations Africa expert John Campbell said both issues have been around since the ANC came to power following the end of apartheid.
The rate of social and economic change in South Africa since the end of apartheid has been glacial. The gap between the wealth of the white minority and everybody else is in fact greater now than it was in 1994.
He said the issue will be difficult for Ramaphosa, who was an architect of the Constitution that guarantees private property rights. Another North Korean soldier has defected to the south across the heavily fortified demilitarized zone a month after another soldier left his post, making it across the border despite suffering multiple gunshot wounds. This time, South Korean soldiers fired warning shots over the heads of North Korean soldiers in pursuit of their defecting comrade. Two North Korean civilians in a boat have also reportedly decided to defect. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump hailed what he called a historic victory Wednesday as the Republican-led Congress passed a $1.5 trillion tax overhaul. Mr. Trump's first major legislative victory of his 11-month administration.
It's the largest, I always say the most massive, but it's the largest tax cut in the history of our country and reform, but tax cut. Really something special.
The vote was almost entirely along partisan lines, with Democrats charging it benefits the wealthy and will widen the debt. Chuck Schumer is a Senate minority leader.
Now, we know they're popping champagne down Pennsylvania Avenue. There are only two places where America's popping champagne: the White House and the corporate boardrooms. Otherwise, Americans have a lot to regret.
Josh Bowick, an economics writer for the Associated Press, said the public has viewed it skeptically.
The bill has looked very unpopular in polls because a lot of Americans think they're getting a tax hike. But in fact, next year and in 2019, the vast majority of Americans are going to pay less in taxes.
The measure slashes corporate taxes from 35% to 21%. The highest individual income tax rate will be cut to 37 from 39.6. Mr. Trump Wednesday threatened to cut aid to countries that vote in favor of a draft UN resolution calling on the U.S. to reverse its decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
For all of these nations that take our money and then they vote against us at the Security Council, or they vote against us potentially at the Assembly, they take hundreds of millions of dollars and even billions of dollars and then they vote against us. Well, we're watching those votes. Let them vote against us. We'll save a lot. We don't care.
The vote is scheduled Thursday in the General Assembly, coming after the U.S. vetoed a similar document Monday in the Security Council. Voters in Spain's Catalonia region are going to the polls Thursday in a special election to replace the government after the previous administration was dissolved by Madrid after declaring independence. Monash University analyst Carlos Uxo said the outcome between the parties for and against autonomy is expected to be close.
At this stage, we believe both sides may be around 44%. So it's going to be very, very close. Whatever happens, the difference between one side and the other will be minimal.
The dispute is seen as Spain's worst political crisis since democracy was restored in the 1970s. Burkina Faso said it's banning imports from North Korea after the U.S. reminded it to abide by U.N. sanctions over Pyongyang's nuclear missile tests. Imports from North Korea last year amounted to nearly $7 million. Peru's embattled president, Pedro Pablo Kaczynski, faces impeachment Thursday on graft charges. The accusation stems from last week's disclosure by a Brazilian company. It made payments to firms linked to Mr. Kaczynski. He has denied any wrongdoing. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.